Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are covering Morrison, Incorporated versus Commissioner. The tax court decided this case in 1986, and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals confirmed it in 1990. If you own a restaurant, this case is one of the most important ones in your report. Morrison was a restaurant chain. They looked at their dining rooms and kitchens and said, "Not everything in here is a building. A lot of these parts serve the restaurant operation. They should write off faster than 39 years. The IRS disagreed. The IRS wanted most of the components treated as permanent parts of the building structure on the long 39-year schedule. So the court did something that takes real patience. It went through the components one by one. And the results were a mix. Some components qualified for the faster 5-year write-off under Section 1245. Others did not. Here is what the court allowed. Emergency lighting and decorative lighting. Those serve specific safety and customer experience functions, not just basic illumination. Kitchen panels and piping. Drainage systems in the kitchen area. Eliason doors, which are the double swinging doors that kitchen staff push through. Decorative window treatments. Lattice millwork, which are decorative structural elements in the dining area. And customer line screens, the barriers that guide customers through the ordering area. Here is what the court did not allow. General building components. The basic structural elements, the standard walls, the ceiling system serving the whole building, the general infrastructure that would be in any structure, those stayed at 39 years. The dividing line came down to function. If a component served a specific purpose tied to the restaurant's operation, it had a better chance of qualifying. If it was just part of the building in the way any building has those parts, it stayed on the slow schedule. Now, why does this matter if you own a restaurant today? Because this case proved, part by part, that restaurants contain real and meaningful amounts of personal property, 5-year property, property that can move to the fast lane and give you larger deductions in the early years. When an engineer studies a restaurant, they look for the same kinds of items the court analyzed in Morrison. Kitchen drainage, specialty panels, functional lighting beyond basic building illumination, interior elements that serve the dining and cooking operation, not just the shell of the building. There is also a lesson here about how to do this right. Morrison did not win everything. The general building components stayed at 39 years. This case teaches that a good study is specific. It identifies the items that qualify and leaves the ones that do not alone. A study that claims everything is suspect. A study that claims the right things, backed by component level analysis, is defensible. Morrison is confirmed law. The 11th Circuit agreed with the tax court. When your report cites Morrison, it is telling you the items we identified in your restaurant have legal precedent behind them. Thanks for listening. To see how this case connects to your own property, take a look at the authority library in your report.